Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
A 7-year-old child is dead after being hit by a car in Brooklyn, and it comes just 2 days after a child was killed by a school bus in the same neighborhood. We get more now from WCBS's Marla Diamond, who's live on the scene.
And Linda, that boy had just picked up a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich from Salah Ahmed's Deli on the corner of Pennsylvania and Blake Avenues.
And he ran outside. Mother was outside waiting for him across the street, and I heard the crash.
Ahmed ran outside to help, but said that there was nothing that he could do.
When I got outside, I saw her already crying on the sidewalk, the baby, like, in the street, like, a lot of blood. And she crying like a shark for her baby. She keeps crying like, the boy that never moving. She say he's not moving.
A child's coat and a small umbrella sat in the street where investigators gathered evidence and towed away the Jeep Cherokee that struck the boy and his mother. The mom was taken to Brookdale Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The driver remained on the scene. As you mentioned, just 2 miles from here on Tuesday, a 10-year-old girl walking to school was struck and killed by a school bus. The city got approval last year to keep speed cameras running before and after school hours in school zones to prevent these tragedies. More than 20 pedestrians have been killed in traffic incidents on New York City streets this year, including 5 since Sunday. And we're live in East New York. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Just a tragic week in that neighborhood. Marla, thank you so much. Pepper spray sickened several people at Ramapo High School this morning. The incident caused a temporary evacuation. WCBS reporter Sean Adams has the latest from Rockland County.
Something foul in the air sickened nearly 24 students and faculty at Ramapo High School in a second floor hallway. Muncie Fire Chief Andrew Schlissel.
A chemical odor. A few people were getting sick, throwing up. We came here, checked it out, unable to find the exact cause. We called our hazmat team. We all went in with SCBA, which is self-contained breathing apparatus, checked the scene, unable to find the exact cause. There were multiple faculty and students that were sick.
The school district says a student set off a can of pepper spray. No major injuries. Hazmat eventually gave the building the all clear. In Ramapo, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy held a meeting with state government officials to make sure New Jersey is prepared for the spread of coronavirus. Our Wayne Cabot and Paul Murnane asked the governor this morning if officials are keeping an eye on the rail yards and travel areas in New Jersey, as people may be passing through from one of the infection zones.
The infection zones, as we've all noted, have spread. So China continues to be the main target of concern, but you've got South Korea, Italy, Iran. We don't have a lot of Iran traffic, I have to say. But the answer is yes to all the above. Airport and ports are our biggest focus, as you can imagine, and they'll continue to be.
In New York, the State Health Department has asked 700 people to voluntarily self-isolate, including 8 in Westchester, 83 in Nassau, and 29 people in Suffolk County. So far, tests on 6 people in Nassau County have all come back negative. There are currently no confirmed cases of coronavirus in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut. All 3 states and New York City are making virus preparations to be ready when and if the virus shows up here. And let's get our weather forecast now, our WCBS Exergen weather forecast. We head over to the Weather Center and say hello to Bob Larson.
Hi there, Linda. Big weather story today is the wind. It's gusty and will stay that way throughout the afternoon. In fact, the wind advisory is in effect that runs till 8 o'clock this evening. And it's chilly as well. The wind not helping matters in that regard. A mix of clouds and sun. Temperatures today about steady, even dropping a few degrees. Wind chills in the upper 20s and low 30s. Windy, colder weather tonight. Partly cloudy, low 29. Intervals of clouds and sun tomorrow. And again, windy. And again, chilly. Tomorrow's high at 41. It's now 37 at Woodbury. It's 44 in Farmingdale, 40 in Midtown. Temperatures about steady this afternoon. The current wind chill is 31.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.